Ketchikan's pandemic risk level remains very high, and that's not likely to change anytime soon. New infections are appearing at a rate 3 times higher than any other region in Alaska. Ketchikan's emergency manager, Abner Hoag, says it's clear that the coronavirus is circulating widely in the community.
And we're seeing that with the number of community transmission cases. We're seeing that with the number of hospitalizations. People, it appears, in and out of the hospital. We currently have 2 hospitalizations.
On Tuesday, Ketchikan set a new record for the number of community spread cases in a week. Some 18 infections couldn't be traced back to a known source. The area's positivity rate also remains above 5%. And a growing number of contact investigations aren't bearing fruit. Of the 74 cases between May 11th and Monday, 7, or nearly 10%, have been what's known as lost to contact.
What that really means is that after multiple attempts, the contact tracing folks, the public health folks, have not been able to either, one, reach the person, or two, they're just not cooperative and not answering questions and helping them do effective contact tracing.
He says health authorities are trying to get the outbreak under control, and he's appealing to people directly to cooperate with that effort.
Nobody's going to be judging you. What they're trying to do is identify who you may have come in contact with so that they can inform those individuals that they need to quarantine until and watch close for symptoms so that this domino effect doesn't continue. That's how we break the chain.
At the same time, Hoag says local emergency officials are easing their recommendations on masks. The new guidance lines up with new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidance, which says vaccinated residents are able to safely shed their masks in all but a few settings.
We've looked at those. We believe those recommendations are based in science. We've seen it ourselves in our local data as far as how this virus has impacted vaccinated people. Very, very small percentage of vaccinated individuals who do become positive.
Studies of the 2 most common COVID-19 shots in Alaska from Pfizer and Moderna found that they were upwards of 90% effective. That is, of all the people who tested positive in the final clinical trial, more than 90% were unvaccinated. Hoag says he's seeing a similar trend here in Ketchikan.
In fact, we're seeing less than 5% of our total positives are vaccinated individuals. So very small risk of becoming positive if you're vaccinated.
Hoag says 270 people received a dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine at a clinic over the weekend at Ketchikan High School, but still only about half of Ketchikan's population has received at least one shot.
I would encourage you to talk with your healthcare provider that you trust and see what they tell you. Get the information from the source rather than just listening to whoever the random person might be.
So what's on the horizon for Ketchikan pandemic-wise? There are some promising signs. The number of active cases has dropped slightly, and the local positivity rate has also declined somewhat. But positivity and community spread remain solidly in level 4 or very high risk territory, according to emergency officials' metrics. Hoag says the local risk level will likely stay elevated in the days to come.
So I suspect if we've rounded the corner here, and I'm still not sure that we have, but if we have, we're probably a week or so, week and a half out from starting to see getting back down solid in the level 3 and maybe even down to level 2.
But Hoag says that's a very optimistic timeline. Ketchikan's neighbor to the south, Metlakatla, is also in the midst of its worst COVID-19 outbreak since the pandemic began, with 18 active cases as of Monday. Infections have slowed somewhat on Prince of Wales Island after a surge in April, but state data for areas further north in southeast Alaska shows case rates 7 times lower than those in the southern panhandle. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.